Hi there, and thanks for joining us. I hope you're hungry because we've a foodie theme this week. We've the new business that wants to deliver fresh fish to your door and the entire town where restaurant owners have lost the plot and are offering two-course dinners for just 20 quid. I'm Jonathan Healy, and this is Red Business.
Red Business, Cork's exclusive business podcast.
Well, it is a town that is renowned for its restaurants, so it makes sense that Kinsale has its own restaurant week, and it is coming up February the 18th to the 24th, 2019. And with me in studio, we have two gentlemen who are very much involved with that. Ciarán Fitzgerald and Liam Edwards, you're both very welcome to Red Business. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you
very much.
Ciarán, tell us a little bit about this. What is your title this year?
My title is the chairperson of the Good Food Circle for the coming year.
So why have you decided to have the inaugural Kinsale Restaurant Week?
I suppose we have two other festivals running, which would be the Chowder Weekend and the Gourmet Festival, which is running into its 43rd year this year. We wanted to do something new. Our sister city in Newport, Rhode Island, do it every year, and it's been very successful for them. So it's something we had been thinking about for a number of years. It's February, probably a quieter time of year, so we said it's a good time to do something, put Kinsale on the map for the year, put it into people's calendar, and do a week whereby all the restaurants, the participating restaurants, do a menu for €20, which is a value for money, get people out when, you know, people are looking for an excuse to go out at that time of year.
Oh, hang on, I presume now you get one slice of bread and a bowl of soup for 20
no,
quid,
no,
do
no,
you?
No, not at all, no. It's up to each individual restaurant, but it's a two-course €20 menu. So the idea being it's to get, you know, people through back out into eating again at the start of the year.
Practically giving it away.
Practically, yeah.
Liam, obviously, Ciarán, people will know you from the Blue Haven, which is the family business's best description, is it?
Well, my brother and I would be the people and, yeah, involved.
Oh, yeah, that's family. You can't disown at this point. Liam, tell us a little bit about your business.
Yeah,
for people
we're definitely family anyway. So the father took it on 47 years ago. He is finally retiring in the last 5 years. We're trying to get him out the door, but yeah. So
That's Jim.
Yeah. So we're in business 47 years. I have a brother and a sister that are involved as well. So yeah, we're the longest running restaurant in Kinsale.
So tell us a little bit about your involvement with this festival.
I suppose Ciarán took over from me. So I was 5 years the chairman of the Good Food Circle, and I suppose when we went to Newport last year, we kind of have a great association with Newport in Rhode Island, and with the new flights from Cork, it's even got stronger again. And we looked at their restaurant week and we saw how successful it was. And it's, I suppose we took their idea and they were more than happy to kind of help us with the ideas of how they run it. And it really is it's a simple festival. You know, it really is just a €20 menu. There's no catches to it. It's all the Good Food Circle restaurants are offering a menu for €20 for the full week. They're offering great value, but they're also offering great produce. It will be kind of a promotion of Irish produce as well. You know, it's not just a €20 menu. No, it's offering what the best restaurants have to offer in Kinsale, which is what we feel is second to none in this country.
Look, again, I haven't been to Rhode Island. I haven't seen what it is like over there. But are there similarities between Kinsale and what town was it again?
Newport.
It's
a lot larger. You know, I was there for the first time last year, and I couldn't believe the similarities. Obviously, in America, everything is a bit larger anyway. You know, but it is a bigger version of Kinsale. There's a lot of the community there. It's a lot of food orientated kind of a community there. There's a lot of food groups there. Mm. So we felt there was a big connection with the food side of it there with Kinsale and Newport.
Ciarán, you mentioned the fact that obviously things are only starting to pick up in terms of the trade. January is always going to be a quiet month. February picks up a little bit, and then from Patrick's Day on it's kind of runaway. So are you trying to get people to part with their cash at a time of the year when they're probably a little more conservative and offering them value in the hope of luring them out?
Yeah, that's exactly the idea, is that, you know, people probably would cut back a lot in January, February traditionally. So we're giving people a reason to come out and give them value for money at a time when they mightn't necessarily come out. So we've Valentine's, and there's always, I suppose, a little bit of a lull in between Valentine's and Paddy's
weekend. They still do the Valentine's thing. See, I'm married too long at this point now to realise that's still a thing.
So am I, I'm afraid.
Yeah, Valentine's is probably falling well this year with it being on a Thursday night, so it'll run into that weekend.
I didn't even know that. You know, it's an educational experience.
You need to find these things out.
We know that because of restaurant tours, not because of
Look, the other side of it, of course, you have just been crowned Ireland's number #1 foodie town by the Restaurant Association of Ireland. Now, a lot of people will automatically assume that was the case anyway, but is it nice to get that acknowledgement, Liam?
It is, of course. Like, I mean, you know, we've, like any town in like our, the country itself, we've had our ups and downs and, you know, the ebbs and flows. And I just think at the moment, there's a great kind of community spirit within the town. The Good Food Circle work a lot with the Chamber, and we put this project together to get the Foodie Town Award, and we put a lot of work into kind of promoting Kinsale, and we're promoting Kinsale all year round, and it was a great accolade to have, you know. So, yeah.
And Ciarán, that you mentioned the Chowder Festival. It's the National Chowder Cook-Off.
Correct,
so
yeah.
who cooks off what?
So we'd have generally a representative from every county in Ireland at it. And
sure, what would they know about making chowder in Monaghan?
You'd be surprised. You'd be very surprised. It's actually become quite competitive. And the last number of years, the winner has gone on to represent Ireland in Rhode Island, actually, in the Newport, in the American chowder competition. One of them actually won it 1 year. So anybody that's been involved in it, it's the chefs very much from different restaurants. And then there's heats in the individual counties. So they win their heat in the individual county. And
so it's like the Rose of Tralee for chowder.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah,
yeah. So, but it's built up over the last number of years to be quite a good event. So, just coming back to your point on the foodie towns, what the foodie towns has helped us do is also it's helped us build weeks like Restaurant Week. So it's given Kinsale that bit of profile. Mm. It's made it very attractive to potential sponsors, etc., to get involved in more festivals with us. So that's the kind of knock-on effect. We're trying to use Restaurant Week to build on foodie towns.
Well, it's a two-course menu for €20 every evening for the week. We better list the entire Good Food Circle because it'll be given out because exactly. Your restaurant's got to mention. So we're Fishy Fishy, Martin's of course, the Bullman, the White Lady, Finn's Table, the Blue Haven, Acton's Hotel, Jim Edwards, the White House, the Trident Hotel, the Supper Club and the Man Friday, and you'll get that good value. What is the week in question, Ciarán? Give us the dates.
It's the 18th to 24th of February.
Just past Valentine's Day. Even I know that. Yeah. So in other words, give her a second outing the following week.
Well, yeah. Go up with the lads afterwards.
and just to add a little bit of an extra attraction to the week, we've just and you're the first person that'll know about this, is we've just brought on board Veuve Clicquot as the head sponsor for the week. So they're the headline sponsor, which is quite a prestigious company to have on board.
Excellent, very good. And if is the website, what's the best website so people can go on and have a look at the restaurants that are there? So
The www.kinsalerestaurants.com. But if they're making a booking, make it book directly with the restaurant.
Book directly. So kinsalerestaurants.com, you'll see the full list of everyone who's there. Yeah. And as I said, we have the list of them who are taking part in this inaugural Kinsale Restaurant Week. Well, Ciarán Fitzgerald and Liam Edwards, thank you both very much for coming in. Well, and look, lads, may I be the first to wish you happy Valentine's Day.
Exactly.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much.
Red Business. All that's best about business in Cork.
Now, we are all eating a lot more fish these days, which is a good thing because it's nice for our diet, and we're either buying it through the supermarket or, you know, some of us will still even buy it from a van on the side of the road. But there is a new way to do it, and it is a company that is working on revolutionising how we buy our fresh fish. They are Star Seafoods, and with me in studio is Daniel McCarthy to tell me all about it. Daniel, how are you?
Not too bad at all. Thanks for having me here.
Good to have you in. Now, the idea of buying fish online doesn't strike me as the most obvious thing. How does it work?
Well, it's new to us too. We're just launching fairly soon. We have a... basically, we're starting off very simple, very small. We're doing one-day delivery in just Cork City in the greater area. You'll have to we're doing it on a Wednesday. You'll have to order it let's say by 4 o'clock the Tuesday before. We get all the fish in very fresh off the piers. We'll be taking the orders and then dropping off to people's houses. I suppose the idea is a lot of people don't make the fish shops, don't make the fish markets. We've a number of them around Cork as well. So it'll be more convenient for people to get a drop straight to their house. Like, a lot of people are working during the day. Even people that aren't have to still, they have kids to mind. They might have a car to get down to the market, and it'll just be a more convenient way to get.
So, in other words, like the milkman used to deliver milk years ago, there's now going to be a fishman, is there?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I think there's an online milk store too now, milkman.ie, I think it is.
That's right. Yeah. So it's a similar concept. So yeah. And again, I'll get to the business element of this in a minute, but I'm caught in the logistics. How do you wrap it up? Like, I mean, you don't want to nail smelly fish off through the letterbox. How does it work?
Again, that is several other companies have tried this, and what they've done has been putting it through, I suppose, couriers, which if you've proper packaging and stuff, I'm sure it's fine. But what we're doing is we're using our own refrigerated vehicle to drop it off to people's houses. Like, we've been doing door-to-door deliveries all along anyway, but calling cold to someone's house and trying to find new customers is very difficult to do. It's kind of an old style of business. That
well, yeah, they're rocking up, do you want to buy a fish? Is probably not it the works. Best way. It does, but there's probably a better way.
Yeah, it's very time consuming, and I think people don't like that anymore, and it's a lot of trust issues too. Like, if someone coming to your door, they don't know who you are, what you are, whereas going through online now with promotion, you can get a lot more people, more people see what you're about.
Is there an uptake in people eating fish? Because I think there is. I've eaten a lot more fish in the last 12 months, and I'm going to make an effort to do more in 2019. Are people buying into the product again after what, for whatever reason they didn't?
Excellent. We have a new customer, so it's always been a thing that's said, and I think the statistics prove it, is that Irish people eat a lot less fish than the rest of Europe, which is surprising because we're an island nation, we're a small island nation, and we don't seem to eat a lot of fish. But definitely the last couple of years, fish sales have been going up in Ireland, so people are eating a lot more. It's more readily available now too. A lot of supermarkets have pre-packed fish, that type of a thing.
But see, some of that is very unappealing. You obviously, not wishing to talk about your competitors, but when you go into the English market and you see the O'Connell stall, you're going to go, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Whereas you go to a supermarket and you see kind of one half decent looking trout and you're going, that's not great.
Exactly, yeah. Like, the issue with selling fresh fish is if you have a fish counter, you don't necessarily know how many people are going to come to your stall or to your counter that day. So what are you going to do with the fish left over? The way we're currently operating, we've a market in Blarney on Tuesday and Friday mornings.
That's the van I'm talking about. Is that
is
you?
It is us, yes.
That's you. I'm with you now. Okay.
Are you a customer?
Yes.
excellent. Brilliant. So you're already on board with us. But we've a very good idea on how many customers actually come to us every week. It's easy to gauge. If you're selling fish 5 days a week in a shop that's maybe not that busy, you're going to have stock left over, and that could be there for a couple of days. By the time you get it, it mightn't be very tasty. Pre-packed fish then, it's a different thing. A lot of that too is also thawed out, and that's how they can do in big bulk, which is fine. It's a lot of it can be very cheap as well, which is good if that suits you. But what we're offering is a high quality, really fresh fish. So that's
one of the things one of the things that Brexit has taught us is the importance of them to call just in time. And just in time for you is the fish landing and getting it to the customer as fresh as possible. How quickly can it happen through this online service?
At the moment, just you're ordering the day before, you're getting the fish the following day.
So it's almost still flopping.
Exactly. That's it. Like, we're back in the majority of our fish comes from Castletown Bear, so we're back there every morning getting fish, every morning without exception, 6 days a week, and so we've a constant supply of fresh fish, and that really makes the difference with what we're doing.
And Daniel, you're a Kerry company initially, but obviously you're working in the Cork and Kerry market, so your history is in the trade. You're not
Kinmare.
You're not starting fresh with
my father started a business back in, I think, 1974. It's a long time ago, and I think he started just with one van on the road selling fish, and got into selling to hotels and restaurants, and kind of grew, and it's a much bigger company now. Like, the biggest part of the company is the hotel and restaurant trade, and we're going up as far as Mayo, Galway, all the Midlands.
Typical Cork Kerry thing. Start the year out in a bad front. So you're trying to tell me that all the fish that the Kerry company are selling comes from
West Cork?
Yeah.
Yep. They're votes. That's correct. Yeah.
Well, look, that's the first victory of the year. It's probably the only one we're going to have as well.
Right.
When the online store is available, when can people and how can they access it?
So it'll be available from the end of January. You can get us on www.starseafoods.ie. As I said, we're doing just one day delivery, see how it goes, testing the waters. If you have your orders in for 4 o'clock on the Tuesday, you'll get it delivered on the Wednesday. We will be flexible if you want it during the day or at the evening time, kind of trying to work around people's schedules.
Okay.
So,
well, the best of luck with it. Sounds like a great idea. And shall I see you down the van of Blarney in a few weeks? Daniel McCarthy from Star Seafoods Limited. Thanks for joining us.
Brilliant. Thank you.
My thanks, as always, to all of my guests. Don't forget, every podcast of Red Business is up on iTunes and on redextra.ie. Niamh Hennessy produced, and we'll catch you on the next one.
The only show in town for Cork business. Red Business.